This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Okay, it is hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. I believe we're looking at a return to sports Friday as well, with more news coming in almost by the hour now. You saw earlier Leo Messi and those Spanish soccer giants out there. They're going to be rocking and rolling. Barcelona, Real Madrid, Sevilla, they're all coming up. They're going to be restarting in 2 weeks. So you have that, and then there's NBA news as well, as the NBA Board of Governors met today to assess options on how to restart the season. The league's GM expressing their preference to go straight to the playoffs, something you've been talking about since the beginning of this deal, Brian. It just makes a lot of sense. All 30 GMs, which was viewed by ESPN, 16 said they would prefer the league to come back with just the typical 16 playoff teams, with the teams and seedings based on the standings when the season was suspended on March 12th. They're not going to have as big of an eye on money as ownership. Ownership is thinking, we got to get these regular season games in to satisfy our TV contracts, otherwise we got to sign a big old check back. So I think this is going to be one of those deals where the owners say, that sounds good, and I pay you to have the best interests of the basketball product in mind, but this is also a business. So I don't think it's going to happen despite the pleas of the GMs. How about you guys?
As long as they play a sport, I'm cool. Let's go. I'm very sorry to Damian Lillard and others who may not get to play. Although he was out on it anyway, right? He was like, I don't even care if you're not going to let me. So, yes, just give me sports. You know, the one thing I'm tired of is Gavin misperpetuating these return to sports, because it's now like 9 days in a row you've referred to something as a return to sports something. And so I keep looking around like, well, which sport? Where? What am I watching?
Did we not have NASCAR last night?
I forgot to watch it, too.
Do you not have Bundesliga coming up this weekend?
Yeah.
We're getting close.
Yeah.
It's definitely returned to sports news.
Yeah, yeah.
It continues to be a lot of news about it. You check out the race last night, Brian?
I did. And Chase Elliott, he was able to work his way through the field. So, after...
Did he win?
He did win.
Yeah. Did he take out Kyle Busch?
Kyle Busch never got close.
Oh.
Kyle Busch was a back marker last night. He wasn't as good as he normally is.
Well, then I'm disappointed in Chase Elliott, because I think if I'm Chase Elliott and I have real confidence in my car, I'm dropping back to where Kyle Busch is, taking him out, and then heading back to the front.
He'd had to go all the way to the back of the field to get him.
Lap everybody. Yeah. Drive harder.
He was driving hard to get to the front. So, yeah, it was a good night for, after giving one away the other day, though. Nice to see him getting victory.
Well,
circle.
He had one taken away with, a lengthy pit stop, and he couldn't recapture the lead. And then Kyle Busch got him in the race before, so yeah. He'd had like two close calls in a row, right?
Yeah, his crew chief pulled him off the track with two laps to go. He had the lead, and the crew chief, they had a caution late, and the crew chief said, come in for four tires. And everybody's going, what?
Why?
And that's what I'm saying. And he started ninth and bonsaied his way back to the top three, ended up finishing second. But yeah, he could have won the last two races in a row.
That team's got something.
They do.
You know.
Got a great driver.
It's a long layoff and, well, yeah, the great driver. But it's always the combination of, like, you've figured something out with the aerodynamic package or the tires or whatever it is, you know. And Jimmy would go on these runs, or Gordon would go on these runs. You can't be that good as a driver that every time you go out, you're sitting there in the top three and you have a restart, you're ninth, you shoot to the top three. You figured something out. Your smart guys in that engineering room are putting you in a great spot.
Yeah, money does a lot of great things for these teams. But there's some teams that are underfunded that run well, too. And so, but yeah, that
and there's three or four teams at the top that have the equal playing field with the money, right?
Right, right. It's not cheap to run these cars, and money usually equates speed. And, yeah. You know, because of wind tunnels and stuff like that that you could do, shaker rigs, stuff like that. So, yeah, it's nice, though. It's good. They're racing at Bristol this weekend. You guys had an opportunity to go to Bristol. Didn't you make that trip?
We sure did.
Yeah, so they're going to race Sunday at Bristol. So, to your point, General, we're back to some sports. How about that?
Had a great time in Bristol a few years back.
There you go.
Which one was Bristol? Was that the one where we had a tornado, hurricane?
No, that was Daytona.
Okay.
Bristol's the tiny track up in the
mountains. Yeah, the half-mile track up in the Tennessee-Virginia border.
Is that the one where we were staying in the really cool hotel right next to, like, the trailer park where we kept
getting
drunk?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And we went on a hike in the woods. I mean, it's kind of like a camping trip with a NASCAR race in the middle of it.
It's amazing where that track sits. Yeah, it's in a beautiful part of the state, too. Yeah.
Officer Derek Chauvin arrested and charged with manslaughter and third-degree murder in the killing of George Floyd this afternoon. That is no doubt the biggest story in the world of news and sports. It's dominating Twitter everywhere you look. Right thing to do, to arrest him, no doubt.
Yes.
I spent the better part of the morning watching a press conference with various leaders from Minnesota trying to talk the citizens into not protesting the way that they did last night. And I thought, man, that's a difficult message to pull off. Maybe it's something that with your job, you got to go have that press conference and try to calm things down a little bit. But as you're saying, calm down, and the guy who the entire nation watched murder somebody on Monday afternoon is still free. I mean, the reason the protests get to rioting and looting is the frustration, right? It's the reason we're doing it is because for decades or centuries, you've said it's going to be fine. We've got this figured out. Just give us some more time. And then eventually silence happens and nothing really changes. So, you know, it's tough to try to execute that message and then really look at the people that were rioting and say, okay, now you guys have been told what's up. They're not in any sort of a state to want to hear that at all.
No.
So I don't know if it was reactionary to arrest the guy. Apparently this is the fastest that district attorney has made an arrest on murder 4 days in, because usually they like to do a really long investigation, get all the ducks in a row, but urgency was important here. The governor talked about that at the morning press conference, and within hours, arrested. But is it enough is going to be the next question. Manslaughter and third-degree murder.
Well, I think that's the part where it gets hard for me, because I don't, off the top of my head, know the rules for these things. Because I think if you're the district attorney, your goal is, what can I convict him for, right?
Yeah.
And if it's first degree murder, what does that mean? Is that that's premeditated, right?
Yeah.
And in that case, so he's got to go through this process of, I know what people are going to think with whatever I come up with, but my goal has to be to charge a guy with something I think I can convict him on.
Yeah.
And there's probably laws in place that protect officers.
Right.
At the same time, I hope he's just thinking, okay, we can get him arrested on this and amend the charges later if more evidence comes to light that would allow us to. But again, it's tough to expect that to, you know, be a solace for anybody. And because you can't be sure that the district attorney's office isn't just working with the police to do the least amount of possible until this storm blows over, because that's what always happens. The storm brews up, it eventually passes. So if you're on the protesting side of this today, you're thinking, we can't let them off this easy. You know, they're just waiting for the next piece of news to drop that's going to distract the country. We got to strike while the iron's hot. And now we got them in a spot where at least they arrested the guy today. But if
you got your distraction just a while ago, I don't know if you saw that.
What's
that? The United States is now out on the World Health Organization. So there's your distraction if you were waiting.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's that, you know. So I, you know, I don't know. They usually don't press charges this quick. They deserve credit for that. Oftentimes, there's a killing with no charges at all. And I think last night was probably concerned that this guy hasn't even been arrested. And they're talking about there's no evidence. You know, we have to make an impact. Hopefully, they're just, you know, doing something today to assure the public, we're not going to let this slide. And then as the additional evidence comes in or they feel more sure we can, you know, we have a Tolo, Asian TK, the chess champ. He just got out of 25 years for being in a car that somebody shot out of and killed somebody. They're like, whoop, party law. You didn't tell on your friend immediately. 25 years. The most you can get for third degree and manslaughter is 25 years. Is Derek Chauvin, if he is found guilty of that, going to do significantly less time than our Tolo, the chess champ, who was in a car as a very young man and didn't immediately tell on his friend? I think so, you know. And so that would be a miscarriage of justice. And, you know, especially for a community that just a couple of years ago was dealing with Philando Castile, I think it really is hitting people a little bit differently this time. There is more gravity. There's more of, like the governor said, man, when I heard this news, I immediately called Philando Castile's mom and apologized that this has happened again, that her son's death a couple of years ago really hasn't changed anything despite all of the things that we said we promised we would do.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem right now. This is happening way too often. And, you know, and we keep talking about it, but, you know, we need to stop talking about it and do something about it. You know, whether it's, you know, if it's bad cops or whatever, something needs to be done. You know, we continue to drive this wedge between our citizens because of things like this. You know, and we need to stop talking about it. You know, we need to come up with a plan. We need to come up with ideas. We need to become more educated. I will point the finger at myself. You know, I'm an upper middle class white kid, you know, and I've never walked in a black man's shoes, you know, nor would I would never understand it, you know, but the fact that you can't go out and do things in life that I can do, you know, because you're fearing your life. Well, we need to do something about that.
Yeah, it's not the America I want to live in.
No, not at all. Let's stop talking about doing stuff. Let's get stuff done here.
Well, okay. And then the district attorney did talk about maybe there will be charges coming for the other officers that were there that
didn't
do anything.
Absolutely.
I think that would be a huge thing. First of all, when a murder happens, you can't say, oh, it was accidental. You know, that's not what happened Monday night. And that's what third degree murder is. Happened by accident. Oops.
No,
it was negligent. You could say you didn't intend to murder the guy, but you were so negligent that anybody in any other walk of life would be charged with murder and spend the rest of their life in jail for being so stupid that they, quote, accidentally killed somebody. So that guy needs first degree. And then the observers, so you can create a culture of accountability inside police forces. If you see something that rises to that level of violence and you just stand there and say, well, I don't want to be a bad teammate, you know, because that's why they're quiet. Oh, I don't want to be ostracized. Those guys are standing there in silence because they know that's part of the expectation of what you're allowed to do. So as long as the expectation is I need to be quiet when this stuff happens, because if I can't, then if I'm not, I might, you know, be ostracized by my coworkers. The expectation has to be, if I don't say something right now, I'm going to jail.
Yeah.
Get off that man's neck.
Yeah.
Or as soon as you get back from the shift, you go to your supervisor and say, man, I can't believe what happened. I didn't say anything because my homicidal partner might have shot me in the face, you know? You need to create the culture of fear that I'm going to get arrested for not reporting police brutality. And instead, it's the blue line that governs these decisions. And, hey, police deserve some levels of protection. I think we way overshot the levels of protection they were given. And now that cell phones are so prevalent, we're able to see the abuse of power. You know, and I'm not saying everybody abuses the power, but a lot of officers do. And it's the expectation that nobody tells on them. Isn't that insane? America.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and you know, you take the oath to protect and to serve, you know, and that's where you have to, and most officers do that, you know, yeah. and there are bad officers yeah. out there, you know, and that's reality, and we saw one the other night. You know,
but not saying anything is being a bad officer,
And that's exactly right. You have to step in and say, "Wait a minute, whoa, this is not part of our training. This is not what we're supposed to do here." You know yeah. that you can't just stand there with your hands in your pocket and look the other way. That's just that. I understand honor and all that stuff and protecting each other, but that's not something you didn't sign up for that.
All right, it is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. The most fun sports story this afternoon is an NBA trade rumor, Ruski, and a player the Mavs would love to get, Bradley Beal, is being bandied about with the latest news. Beal says it's an honor to be mentioned in trade rumors, as the Brooklyn Nets are being mentioned as a team that is going to make a strong push to try to get him. And he says, man, KD and Kyrie want me. That is awesome. But he says, I'd be naive to say that I don't think about it when these stories come up, but he says he loves it in Washington and would feel great to know he could grind out winning there instead of jumping to another team. So it's a tough game to play as a desired sports star. You have to make sure you don't offend the city that you're in and those fans, because you might end up staying there for a long time, but at the same time, let the other teams know that, hey, man, I'd love it. Come on and get me. And if you're in Washington, aren't you just this organization's not going to win? We've gotten kind of close a couple of times over the last 40 years. And this was a hell of a team they put together with John Wall and Bradley Beal and some other guys. But, you know, even that squad has been a perennial underachiever.
I'll tell you what was interesting, though, about Brooklyn, if they, you know, they're sitting inside there at the seventh seed, though. What would be interesting, though, if they get those injured players back. You know, that's kind of something that people are talking about, that like, hey, well, maybe we might get KD back. Maybe we might get Kyrie back, you know. That makes them, if you look at odds on their team, I mean, they go up dramatically.
That would shake it up.
That would shake it up big time. All of a sudden, those two cats show up and start playing again.
Yeah. I thought they had said KD is not coming back, but KD could change his mind.
No, he's been playing in some 5-on-5 situations and stuff like that, and kind of like, hey, I'm feeling pretty good.
Hey,
you know, so there's a championship to be won.
Yeah,
you know?
Let's make a run here. You know, why not?
Yeah, I could see it happening for sure, especially because it did happen last year.
Yeah.
He woke up and said, I'm going to try to play through this thing. Okay, who is the best wide receiver in football? The man who was just traded out of this state says, look no further, it's me. And we'll get the G-Bag of the Day coming up next in the Nation. All right, DeAndre Hopkins, bragging or stating facts? Is he the best wide receiver in football? He was talking, as a lot of players have been talking, man. Alden Smith talked today to reporters. We'll have some audio highlights of that coming up a little bit later on in the show. Thank you to the NFL for making coaches, players, front office guys available through the pandemic and helping generate content. It's the Jerry Jonesification of the sports news world. Get out there and talk. Okay, and DeAndre did. He gave us some stuff to discuss. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you're hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, call the office of Frankel & Frankel at 214-333-3333. Go online to truckwreck.com. Official lawyers of the Tolo, principal office, Dallas, Texas. A happy Friday to you. It's a Jeff's birthday Friday. So happy birthday to Jeff.
Yay, me.
Send that in on the text, on the Twitter.
Whee!
However you see best. So you took the days off at the beginning of the week, but not the end of the week. That would be your birthday. What was your strategy on that, Jeff? I always find vacation day usage strategy interesting.
Do you want entertaining radio or do you want the actual truth?
Both.
Okay. The actual truth is that was kind of a mental health break. I was feeling kind of worn out and I needed to just get away from everything for a little bit.
Okay.
And so when I realized I had Monday off, I was like, well, I could just throw a couple vacation days out there and have some time off to just kind of recharge. And that's the reason that I took them. So I wish it was a birthday-related strategy, but I wasn't even thinking about my birthday. I was just kind of having a rough go of it. And now, whee!
It's all good, and you'll be involved tomorrow in a big walk-off event, right? For
NAMI North Texas walk, yes, although it's a virtual walk now because of the COVID, so there's no actual walking unless you want to in your neighborhood or whatever, but there will be a stream on the NAMI North Texas Facebook page, and I think I bulldogged my way into being a co-chair of it again next year because Kevin Hagelin and I convinced him this one doesn't count. Like, you can't make us the chair of a walk where the physical walk doesn't happen and be like, well, that was it. You chaired it. No. No, we're coming back.
Yeah.
We get 2021.
That should be an annual deal, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, unless I get tired. But, yes, for now, it's an annual deal. I'm in.
Okay. DeAndre Hopkins talking on the Jalen and Jacoby show, quote, I definitely think I'm the best. I know I'm the best. Mike's my boy, talking about Michael Thomas. But he knows if I had Drew Brees my whole career, what these numbers would be. Julio Jones knows if I had Matt Ryan my whole career. That's my boy. I trained with Julio, too. He knows what these numbers would be. Hopkins caught passes from 10 different quarterbacks since he was drafted by the Houston Texans in 2013. And, you know, just got Deshaun Watson in 2017. So about half of his career has been pretty much with jobber quarterbacks. Nine other dudes, the likes of Tom Savage and the tail end of Matt Schaub's career. That was brutal.
Second year of his career is one of my favorite things to do with really good receivers that play with bad quarterbacks is to appreciate it moment by moment. So his second year in the league, he went for 1,200 yards. And his second year in the league, the dude throwing the rock to him was Ryan Fitzpatrick, mostly. His third year in the league, he dominated the entire world. 111 catches, over 1,500 yards, and 11 touchdowns. You got to have a dude dropping dimes to go for 1,511 scores. Over 100 catches? You can't do that with a bad quarterback. It was Brian Hoyer.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, they won the division.
About 75% of Brian Hoyer's yards for the year.
Yes.
His career.
And then it was Osweiler, and then you got to Deshaun Watson.
So, you know, I don't know. It's so hard to say. If I will say this, I would take DeAndre Hopkins over Michael Thomas. I think the ability to make kind of more of a circus catch or make a touchdown out of a play that many wouldn't is something Hopkins does. Thomas is, you know, maybe better hands, better route runner, stuff like that. He's going to do the job more polished in other ways. But I want a guy to go, you know, get me a touchdown. That's DeAndre Hopkins. And if I had to start a team for any one season, I would take DeAndre Hopkins over Michael Thomas. I don't know about Julio, though. That's kind of where I have it ranked. How about you guys?
Well, if you had to start a team, I would take Julio out of it because of age.
Yeah. When you're talking to any who's the best right now, I just like to say you got to win the Super Bowl this year.
Okay. Then I think Julio's in the conversation. Okay. Yeah. I think Julio's in that conversation. I mean, I'm the crazy guy that I'm going to go with it until somehow my brain changes. I think Odell Beckham's the best receiver in the game when he's healthy.
Yes.
And he wasn't healthy last year. So I'll consider Odell Beckham, but I think you have to factor in the injuries. So DeAndre Hopkins and Michael Thomas, and I think a wild card here might be Tyreek Hill, are names that I would consider.
I tell you what, though, I like Jeff's list, and I'm a big fan of Beckham. I really am, and it's not the LSU thing. I just feel like when you ask defensive coordinators of having to deal with these guys and you start mentioning the names that we're going through, Beckham's always at the top of the list. And, yeah, he's banged up. But the thing with Hopkins, in general, to your point, that downfield stuff, you know, I mean, big time plays, separation, crossing routes, you know, all kinds of things. Yeah. The bad ball catch. You know, I see with Thomas a lot of his stuff underneath and explosive. You know, that's what, you know, get him the ball quick, let him go. Hopkins, I think it's a little bit more down the field, a little bit more that kind of that ball I like to see. But I'm a big fan of run after catch, but I'm with Jeff on our guy from LSU. I just think that he's rare, and defensive coordinators have talked to me about that
a
bunch.
If defensive coordinators are saying that, I think that's powerful, and I would say
I just talk about point of reference.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm just saying
when you
start talking to guys and like, who do you hate preparing for?
Yeah.
You know? Oh God, I
but
hate
when you're
this
talking
guy.
About that, it's one game and you know he's healthy. If you had to start a season, I don't think Odell Beckham Jr. would be one of the top five wide receivers taken, because I need to know he's going to be here for 16 games. If I know he's got a clean bill of health and we get to play on Sunday, yeah, I'm taking Odell Beckham Jr. against quite a few players. But for a whole year, I got my first three. I might even go to Amari Cooper. You know, and he has his own injury concerns.
He does.
I was going to say, you trusting him for 16 now?
Yeah.
More than Odell.
Yes, I agree with that. Yeah. I'm enamored with Beckham's talent, and I wish he could be healthy all the time just to see the insane numbers that he would put up. But I think Hopkins is as good a pick as any if you've got to trust him the entire year.
Yeah, for sure. He also talked about being excited to play with Kyler Murray. Now that he's out there in Arizona, going into this situation, a young QB I know is going to be my QB for the future. We're able to build a chemistry, and hopefully I'm able to play more than three seasons with a quarterback. I don't think I've done that yet. So I'm excited just to see how I'll be able to play with a consistent quarterback. And, yeah, there's going to be a lot of eyes from Texas on that situation indeed. All right, it is time now for the G-Bag of the Day, the best audio from the world of sports, pop culture, talk radio, and or the internet. We play them all, vote on which one we like the best, and that's our G-Bag of the Day. Lucius.
Yo.
How the heck are you on this Friday?
Man, I'm feeling great, man. I'm feeling good. Yeah, I got a jump rope workout in this morning. Yeah.
How many did you do?
I just do it for like 40 minutes.
Oh, my God.
The goal was 20, but I kept going for 40. The old lady was outside with me. I had the radio outside. The dog was outside. So it was like, I might as well keep going.
Wait, you know. Is that
happy birthday, bro. What's up, man?
Thank you. Is that one headpiece or multiples?
What are you talking about?
Like, it looks like you have a bandana on, but also like a bow.
Yeah, it's just to keep my nice little locks cleaned up since I haven't been to the barber or anything like that. Yeah.
But is that all one thing?
It's a big old scarf.
Okay.
Yeah, like tied it around.
Okay.
Like the old R&B dudes used to do back in like the 40s.
Okay.
Yeah. Like Snoop Dogg's rant videos. He's always got the little bonnets on.
Yeah. You can get it at 105thefan.com/fancam if you want to take a look for yourself, by the way. Little plug in there for the fan cam.
All right, we got a father of triplets.
Okay.
He's still our winner right here. This is his reaction. He went through every emotion when he found out that his wife is having triplets. And he already got one baby, by the way. They already have one. Triplets during the Rona.
You ready to see?
Yeah. All right. You want to look at the pictures of your little brother or sister? Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Baby A.
Baby.
Are you kidding me? Are you
just
kidding
wait,
me?
Just wait.
No. No. Baby B? No.
Three.
Holy oh, my God. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Interesting. Oh, a lot of crap.
Oh,
here's all three of them.
No. 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 What the f***?
Doubled the family.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Even a baby cussing in there.
From 3 to 6. I like how the wife was pretty nervous at the beginning. She kind of does a nervous laughter right as she's showing him the picture.
Yeah.
Because you can't know what the response is going to be.
No, he's going to beat and bounce. Yeah. You don't know. It might happen like that. Maybe it. He might say, oh, word?
Freedom!
I'm out of here. I'm going to go get
I'll
some
see
milk.
You every other weekend and most Wednesdays.
Yeah, I'll be back.
That's not funny, but
no, it's not funny at all.
I don't know why I was laughing.
You see how we all calmed down? Like,
it's like I caught myself. Like, why am I laughing?
Yeah.
He is our 2-time champ, though, and looking for 3. Going to face some pretty good challengers, though, on this Friday, Lucius.
We got a guy that's going around to drive-thrus, and he's talking gibberish, right?
Okay.
Like
uh-huh.
It's kind of English, and it's kind of like a made up a whole bunch of languages in between.
Okay.
He's asking for a cup holder. You know the little cup holder when you get multiple cups?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
That little thing. He's asking for
that. They're going to get that. They're going to have all these things. Because I'm going to drive.
They said what now?
Because I'm going to drive. I just want to see if it's going to have where I can put them on the things on the falls.
Come on, for the drink?
Yeah.
We don't have any.
Oh, it's always safe to come, but I can put them on the line to the drive. It's going to fall and spill off.
No.
Okay. I don't know how going to hold it, though.
We don't have any.
Y'all just got rid of them?
We gave out yesterday.
Oh, let's have a stand with the restocks.
Yeah, we're going to restock.
What's some things on what time? Huh? What time of the season we're going to time off five?
What?
I can't understand.
I should say, with the pause from the time fives, you're going to have them restart.
Uh-huh.
When?
I think tomorrow.
I just spilled it on my crotch right here.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Hey, sometimes when it does that, it makes me meow.
That guy sounds pretty funny. Yeah, is he going viral?
He is. I love that.
So he was looking for a drink holder?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He doesn't have a cup holder in the car?
I don't know.
No, probably not.
It did make me wonder how many words in every sentence are actually necessary. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you can get the context.
Yeah, speak like Gronk.
There you go. Drive-through gibberish challenging. That seems worthy to me.
That's fun.
I might have to vote for that guy.
That's fun.
Who else is challenging, though?
All right, we got that guy that got kicked out of Costco earlier this week. He made another video about getting kicked out. Or we have an airman that led the cops on a 180-mile-per-hour chase in Oklahoma, and then when he got busted, he cried. So which one you want to do? You want to go to that Costco guy about his mask or the airman that cried about going too fast and got busted?
I want the cry guy.
All right.
I'd like the airman first. We might have time for both.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go. Here's the airman right here. He got busted, man.
Okay.
Put your head behind your back. Head behind your back. Behind your fucking back. You almost got killed, buddy. I sure wish you hadn't.
He's going fast, bro.
Shut up. I don't want to hear it. Make me do this out here in the middle of nowhere. Because you don't want to stop. You just got a ticket. You almost killed people out here. Mm. You just would have just got a ticket. Then you almost kill yourself.
So far, so good. Thank you so much. These guys decided they wanted to run from me. Yeah, that's why we have problems with motorcycles. I appreciate you checking on me.
Background.
All you had to do is stop and you'd have got a ticket.
Yeah.
It's not my fault.
I grabbed this because I was on the highway the other day, and like motorcycle dudes passed me like 80 of them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I dig your vibe, but I almost hit you off of fear.
Yeah, a quick swerve.
Yeah.
Like where you're like, whoa, what was that?
What was that? I don't want to kill you, bro. I dig what you're doing out here. But
yeah, and I think if you're going to be cool motorcycle guy, stay in character. I can't see you crying afterwards if you get arrested.
Let's see.
You got to be standing there stoic and have like a real killer mugshot. A
little bit of it.
All you got to do is stop and you'd have got a ticket.
Yeah.
It's not my fault.
I was the same guy that has the balls to do 180 can't sit in the back of a squad car without crying.
Yep.
That just doesn't.
Not my fault.
Does not compute. Guy was kicked out of Costco. He's doing videos about it.
Yeah, here's what he said.
I've got every f***ing right to not wear a mask anywhere because this isn't about wearing a mask. This is about control, okay? And I'm not the f***ing sheep. Y'all are the f***ing sheeps, every single one of you, going along with what everybody else is saying. I was one of the only people in that store not wearing a mask, which means you're protected from me and I'm protected from you, okay? That dude was hovering over me. He was stalking me. He was f***ing with me. I just took out my camera at that moment so I could show people how this guy was acting towards one person, okay? So if everyone else is wearing a mask, then one person should be able to fly, if anything. This isn't about the mask. It's about control.
Yeah. Hey, that is awesome.
He wanted the single exemption card.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, that's my logic when it comes to vaccines. Like, if y'all got it, y'all got the vaccines, I'm good. Y'all protected from me. Don't worry about me.
That's genius right there.
Yeah,
that's the kind of intellect we celebrate here in the G-Bag of the
hold
day.
Hold on, one more time, bro.
Freedom!
Is it the father of triplets? The whole range of emotions. Is it the drive-through gibberish? Is it the airman bicyclist? Or is it the guy who got kicked out of Costco? I'll start the voting here, and I'm going to go with the drive-through gibberish
guy.
Yeah,
me too, dog.
I'm in on that, too. Yeah.
3-0, Jeff. Sweet.
I was voting for the cop who said it's not my fault.
It's bias.
Not my fault.
It was pretty good.
Why are you crying?
Thanks for checking on me. I'm doing good. My score 3-1.
Cheer force, my bad.
Drive through gibberish is your new G-Bag of the Day champion. I'm going to try that tonight if I do a drive through order.
Yeah, record it.
See if they can figure it out.
Do it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're a little, like, you know, you're real good with the English language. You might be able to throw some great words in there on top of some gibberish words. Really confuse them. They just think they're dumb. Like, they, not that they can't hear, they just think they're dumb now.
I'll try to do a follow-up on that. Got big plans this weekend, though. Going to get the truck all cleaned up. Salute to D&M Leasing. Plans are on now for the second annual Great American Road Trip in the Dawson family.
There we go.
I was getting set to buy some plane tickets, but I couldn't make solid plans.
Go through Southwest if you do that.
Yeah, they're cheap right now.
Your boy
now.
Needs you.
Yeah, are we they? All yeah. both. Yeah, me and Lucy need you.
Oh, I hear you. Well, Brian, it is that time where we need some daily broadest content. Where are we going with it today?
Guys, I think Bleacher Report got it wrong.
All righty. Thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation, and every day at this time, it's time for Brian Broaddus' daily content, and here he is, Broaddus.
Thank you very much, General. Chad Rowling of the Bleacher Report wrote a story yesterday about ranking every NFL team's quarterback situation heading into 2020, and heading into the season.
Okay. Cowboys, number one.
Well, okay, this is what's funny, and he needs help here.
Oh, no.
He needs help. And I'm going to give you his top six, okay? And you just tell me where you think this is at. And then we're going to go back and rank this the right way.
Now, is this going to be weighted for starting quarterback as like 95% and their backup
that,
is just
okay,
a little bit?
I'm just talking as a – it caught my attention because as a former personnel man, I'm thinking of like, okay, who has got the best two or three quarterbacks? You know, if something were to happen to my main guy, who could I count on in this, right? So, you just take it for what you think it how it is, okay? Because, of course, at number one, he's going to have Kansas City's, right?
Yep.
He's going to have Pat Mahomes and then Chad Henne, right, as the backup guy.
Yeah, but Chad Henne could be Jeff Kavanaugh. And they're
that's
number
what
one.
I'm saying. Okay, but they're number one. That's number one. And Henne hadn't thrown a pass since 2014, you know? So I'm looking at that like, okay, if something happens, and we saw something happen to Mahomes, you know? I mean, he did miss some games last year, but Kansas City, number one, according to Chris Rowland. Seattle is number two on his list. And this is with Russell Wilson and Geno Smith, okay? I get the Russell Wilson part. Again, you know, Geno Smith, he's thrown 42 passes in his career since 2014. You feel good about that situation?
No, not at all. So I think that's just him saying that Russell Wilson is the second best quarterback in the league, because otherwise that one doesn't make sense.
Okay, then write that story that way then.
Okay.
How about number three? This would be the Baltimore Ravens. Lamar Jackson and Robert Griffin III. Okay? Now, does this get your attention better than the other two teams so far?
No, because I still think the way I would make the list, I think I could get with what he's doing, because to me he's ignoring the backups. He's saying Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league. Like, as we get further down the list and your quarterback isn't quite at the level of these guys, then I'll start factoring in your backup. But at this point, it really just sounds like he's saying Pat's the best, Russ is second, Lamar is third.
Yeah, but if you're writing a story about the best quarterback situations, you know, maybe I'm getting fooled by clickbait here or something like that, or, you know, looking at – but when I talk about situations, I am talking about the position itself, you know?
Yeah.
That's the problem I'm having right now. Now, okay, he's got my attention here with Lamar Jackson and Robert Griffin III. You know, even though
would
that
you have them first?
No, because we're going to keep going through this list.
Mm.
Okay. At number four, he's got the New Orleans Saints.
That's who I'd have up there.
See, okay, Drew Brees, Jameis Winston, and Taysom Hill.
Yeah, I don't need Taysom Hill.
That's your best group of quarterbacks if you can't. But yeah, I guess it's a tricky thing that he needs to explain what he's trying to do here, because the Saints are in the best shape if your guy goes down, but I could see taking all three of the starters in front of Breeze that he did.
Yeah.
All three of those teams would take Breeze's backups over what they have in a heartbeat, but I don't think they'd trade their starter for Breeze.
See, I'm with the general here. This to me could be group one, not group four. If you're talking about the position itself and the guys all there, this could be group number one to me.
All right. Well, let's do it this way then. Let's just do it this way. The answer.
Well, can I give you the other two and then we'll sort them out? Okay.
Yeah.
At number five, they've got the Houston Texans. Okay. And they've got Deshaun Watson and A.J. McCarron at number five.
A.J. McCarron does nothing for me.
Okay. And at number six, the Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott and Andy Dalton. Okay. This is now, I'm thinking that the Saints are the only team that have a better quarterback situation than the Cowboys, if you look at the overall position.
Yeah, because when you're talking about quarterback situation, to me, you're acknowledging we're going to consider backup quite a bit in this.
Yeah.
You know, we're imagining a time that, you know, if a team does need depth, we're not imagining health, which is what we do when we rank the starting quarterbacks. We're imagining that you're going to have to depend on your depth in some way. And to me, yeah, Drew Brees and Jameis Winston are way up there. Dak and Andy Dalton should be up there. Now, it is possible that your starting quarterback is so good and he's so much better than the other starting quarterbacks that having an essentially non-existent backup could still be fine and elevate you. But I don't know that Mahomes is better than his other peers to quite that extent.
I think I would, yeah, I would do this in a way where my question would be, the season is starting. You may choose your fighter. You may have whichever one of these groups you want. And because of that, I think I would just put them in the order of who's the best quarterbacks, unless it is super close. And one's backup is Jameis, and one's backup is Boo Boo McQuarterback.
Henny.
Yeah.
Yeah. And McCarron. Like that's, yeah, that's Boo Boo McQuarterback. So, like, if you wanted to jump Dak ahead of Watson because you have a capable backup, I'm cool with that. If you want to, I can't move him any further, though, because I wouldn't take – Dak's not close enough for me to Breeze, Wilson, Jackson, or Mahomes. But I could flip five and six easily because I have a backup.
Okay, so your backup – okay, if you give your backup weight, your backup weight would be stronger than the other than Jameis, right?
Yeah, but I mean, only giving the backup weight if it's enough, if the starter is close enough. Because the odds are my guy's playing 16. But I will factor in who's behind him if the difference between the starters is close. But I don't think Dak is close enough to those other four guys to care. Like, if you made Jameis Dak's backup and you made Drew Brees backup you, I would still take you and Drew Brees over Dak and Jameis, because I don't think my starter is close enough for the backup to matter.
I totally understand what you're saying there. I'm just trying to get my hands around, or my arms around, you know, this whole thing of being, it's about the position. And if I had to go that route, if I had to go the route, if you're telling me the position, these are the guys, these are who I have to choose from, you know, I'm not choosing Kansas City. I'm sorry, because something happened to Mahomes last year. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not choosing somebody that has a bad backup quarterback. I'm not putting that group ahead of what you have with Andy Dalton. And also, maybe I'm making too much of a big deal of Andy Dalton. Is that possible?
I don't think so. You know, I think backup quarterback is incredibly relevant still. You know, it's just so hard to have really good answers. We can't even decide on who the best quarterbacks in the game are. And then you have a guy like Nick Foles go in the Super Bowl and play better than Carson Wentz. You have a guy like Tannehill come in. So there's how good these backups are, but then how good of a fit is the system and the head coach they're going to be in?
Sure.
How well can their teammates, like, support them?
Yeah.
It's really difficult to evaluate.
So you would take, though, of what you just said, though, you think the order's right then because of the teams. Kansas City, Seattle,
I'd only flip Houston and Dallas. I would put Dallas ahead of Houston because Dallas has a backup.
I think Breeze is close enough that I would put Breeze and Winston ahead of the other three guys. I think Winston's a baller.
You would rather go into a season with Drew Breeze and Jameis Winston than Pat Mahomes and whatever?
No. No, but if I'm ranking who the best quarterback groups are, I think it's bigger than that. You know?
Okay.
I If we just wanted to do the starting quarterback rankings, we could do that.
Right.
For me, once you're talking about the room, I have to weigh these guys.
That's what I thought, General. I was thinking, like, okay, I'm not going to take Chad Henne as a backup quarterback. I mean, you had Chad Henne as a backup quarterback here for the last 3 years. Maybe worse.
Yeah,
you know?
We didn't have Chad Henne.
Okay.
Yeah, that's probably not fair,
but yeah. I think Dallas it deserves to be up there in the top two myself, just for the room. You know, just for the guys that are playing.
Well, I hear you on that, and I will drink to that. You know, the fact that it's close enough, and this organization is now treating backup quarterback seriously again, that's worth celebrating right there.
There you go.
They were skating on some thin ice. And maybe you do that with a young quarterback, especially when you're still paying the last one and still paying a wide receiver a ton of money. You had to take a trim somewhere. But, I mean, it happens. And you don't want to be the team that's like, oh, man, we could have made the playoffs, but we were getting through with trash at backup quarterback.
Yeah.
You never know, you know, when that's going to, you know, come through and save something and potentially set you up for something special. Jay Glazer with specifics on how Alden Smith is stronger now than when he was in his pass rushing prime. That's coming up next in the G-Bag Nation.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.